Let's get honest. You became an entrepreneur or professional because you wanted more. More freedom, fulfillment, and a life that feels deeply aligned. So why does it sometimes feel like success comes at the cost of your health, joy, or precious time with those you love? What if you could step out of the cycle of stress and overwhelm and into clarity, ease, and lasting success? Intuitive business strategist Ranchell Van Bryce helps you uncover the patterns holding you back, align your vision with your actions, and build the purpose-driven life and business you've always dreamed of without sacrificing what matters most.
Hey, welcome to this week's show. Super excited to have you. As I listened to the introduction to the show and the music, if you are watching me on TV or video, I'm always like grooving. I love dancing. And I'm still really connected to and truthfully in awe of the introduction. And not because I created it, but because that whole piece about stepping out of stress and stepping into your purpose-driven life, I lived that on many different occasions. The first one really for me was when I had the Curves franchises from 2000 to 2010. And within that period of time, some of the shifting and transitioning that Curves International did with their brand, which I'm going to talk a little bit about today. And then, you know, moving into my own solo practice as a solopreneur and all of a sudden having to do all of the things again. You know, I had a team of people that worked with me at Curves, and then moving into transitioning into having a partner and having a sales and marketing agency and realizing that I still was wearing many hats. Started to move into a CEO position where I, you know, looked at it and was like, what can I do? What can I ditch? You know, what can be delegated? And really stepping into that, you know, part of it, and then finding myself, you know, suddenly with a marriage that was ending and tons of stress, personal stress in my life at that time, moving to a new community, trying to manage all the things. My daughter decided to go to school in a different city. My son and I moved. And then finding myself being again as a solopreneur. And I've really lived that story at different times of having, you know, and stepping, you know, back into stress, not realizing it. My go-to position is to get shit done. That's my go-to position. And often I need to work through and be aware of that, moving myself back into the CEO energy, and that just feels a little bit different than the solo practitioner who's doing it all. And, you know, really this show is dedicated and has been dedicated to our own individual definition of success, whatever that happens to be, because what I deem and feel that it's successful for me is probably very different than what's deemed successful for you. But the thing that we have in common as entrepreneurs, whether we're, you know, whether we refer to ourselves as business owners, small business owners, entrepreneurs, or solopreneurs, I know there's one thing in common. And that one thing is that we want freedom. And so I talk a little bit about that in the introduction. And what does freedom really mean to you? And for a lot of people, and a lot of people that I work with, freedom is the ability to do what we want when we want, and to have the time freedom and the money freedom to do those things. But you know what's really sad in my world of coaching, that most coaches don't make over $24,000 a year. And so they have this business, and it might even feel like a hobby because the revenue's not there to create the freedom. Sure, there might be time freedom. As an example, I talk lots with people that when they start working with me and talk a little bit about just simple things like their calendar, and they'll be like, oh, I'm going to get my massage during the day, or I'm going to get my haircut during the day because I can. I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business owner, and I can go get my nails done or whatever. And, you know, I say to them, yeah, absolutely, you can. You absolutely can do that. That is the amazing thing about being an entrepreneur. And we do have that freedom of doing that. And there's a point also in business where Is there something else that you could be doing? Now, I'm not, there's no judgment in that statement at all. I personally, my personal way and my values in my business is I work my business. I go to my office, which you are, if you're on TV, on video, this is my office. I go to my office. It happens to be my house. And I go to my office, yeah, often at 8 o'clock, sometimes 8:30 in the morning, and I leave my office for I have a morning break, I have lunch, and I have an afternoon break, and then I'm done work at a certain time, and I quote unquote leave my office. And I do my very, very best to not come back during to my office in my house after hours. The only time I really find myself doing that is when I'm running a campaign for one of my politicians. Now, why am I sharing this at the beginning of something that we're going to talk about, which is this transition that you might be feeling yourself? The old you isn't wrong, it's just complete. What does this actually have to do with that? It's because part of your success is the transformation, the transition that you're going to have in your business and your life. And the way that you showed up, the way that you did things, who you are, who you be, is going to be different when you have your own business. It's going to be who you become. And so this tie-in with this freedom and making decisions that feel good to you about freedom are important. So if getting your hair cut and doing your nails feels good for you, because that's freedom for you, then hell to the yes, do that. For me, freedom isn't that I can go get my massage done during the day. Freedom for me means something different. Freedom for me is I make the decision. I have the choices to set my own hours. Some days I work long hours, some days I work shorter hours. That's freedom. But freedom also means for me the not only the time freedom, but the connection freedom, a financial freedom that can come with that. So we can be free in our time, but if we have a business and we don't have financial freedom around that, and only you can decide what that is for you, is it really freedom? And what actually do you mean by freedom? Which is why I wanted to start with this. Because for me, when I first started my business journey in 2000, freedom meant something very, very different. And freedom for me was time to do what I wanted, when I wanted, and to have the financial freedom. That really, like, I began my business that way. My very first business coach in 2006 challenged me on that. And she said, because I said, yeah, I absolutely love my business, I have freedom. And she said, do you really, Ranchelle? Do you really have freedom? And through this process, what I realized was that I created a job. I didn't have freedom. I had a job, and I was responsible at that time. I think I had like 57 staff. So I had a job, and I also was I had staff. I never looked at my company through the lens of a CEO. As I started to shift from I have a job to I am the CEO of my company, that's when the freedom came. And so often you'll hear me talk about this concept, this idea of freedom and the CEO, because a CEO takes a different stance. As a CEO, we look at our business as a whole. We look at it strategically and we look at it intuitively. And we make decisions based on our end result choices. We might say based on our goals. We might say it's based on our outcome, like whatever word you want. As a CEO, you make your choices based on that end result. As an employee, what happens is you make the decisions, you problem solve, and you make the decisions in that particular moment for a short-term gain. A CEO really looks at things from a bigger perspective, the higher level, the 30,000 level foot. So one of the things I want to talk about is this transition from you, when we really talk about this, the old you isn't wrong, it's just complete. You're transitioning, you're transforming. And in the description I have, this episode isn't about getting unstuck. It's about understanding the sacred stretch that you're in. How have you changed as a person from the first time you open the doors to your business, even if they're like metaphorical doors, to now? What's shifted within you? And some of the shift might be things that maybe you're more like. For me, I actually became more, I'm going to use the word jaded. Right? When I opened my first business, I was 30 years old, and everything was like, this is going to be so much fun, right? And I remember 7 years later thinking, I am going to, throat punch somebody because I'm so stressed out. And I was really stressed out because A, there was a lot of financial pressure that I bestowed upon myself, and I found myself in. And B, I had a team of 50 people, and at that time, I wasn't a great leader. Because really, what I was trying to do, I wasn't trying to lead my staff, I was trying to micromanage the staff. I was trying to micromanage them because I wanted a certain outcome, and I didn't know how to lead them. I'd never had a leader in my life, right? In any business that I had managers. I did not have leaders, so it was like the blind trying to lead the blind. And I had some huge, excuse me, personal shifts that happened during my time, the first time at Curves. Right? I had some personal things going on, and I found myself under extreme pressure. And then with my coaching business, and then I moved into owning a sales and marketing agency, and then went back to a coaching business. And since 2018, I've had a coaching business that started as a coaching practice and became a coaching business. What's the difference? So this part of my story in sharing this with you is my brand has been evolving, right? I wasn't wrong at the beginning when I had Curves. I wasn't incorrect, and I wasn't stuck in between all those transitions. But I evolved as a woman. I evolved as a mom. I evolved as a business owner. I evolved as a community member. And that evolution led to many different iterations of myself and my business. And I know we'd love to think that they're separate, right? Like, I remember great advice from my mom and dad when I worked at the hotel. And this really was great advice. They had a hotel in Humboldt, Saskatchewan. And my dad told me, if you have a problem, you leave it at the door. I'm going to pick up the problem after. And I remember telling staff that all the time, like, if you have a problem, leave it at the door. I mean, I look at that now. I'm like, that is, bless my parents' soul. They're still alive. I just mean that this is what they grew up with. But I mean, seriously, how do you leave your shit at the door? It affects us. So when we're going through anything, it affects us. It doesn't make us weak. It doesn't make us less of a person. It's like, oh, I'm in awareness that I'm being affected by these outside forces. I mean, I'm even going to go, I can even talk about there's, three planets in retrograde right now at the time of this recording. And whether you believe in astrology or not, I'm going to tell you that these planets are having an effect on you. Two have moved into Aries and one has moved into Leo. It has an effect. And so we're not stuck, we're evolving. If we have a lack of clarity, a lack of clarity is because you have a lack of direction, a lack of a really solid desired outcome. That's where confusion comes in. When we move into all these possibilities and potential, these potentialities, it is confusing because we're not clear about the direction that we want. And so it's like make a decision of the outcome that you desire. And that allows you then this opportunity to unfold. So each episode that you're here with on Ignite Your Success with Renshaw, which is the name of the podcast, each episode that you're here with, I'm going to bring in different topics around success. And it might be a business topic, it might be a life topic, it could be something personal. It's riddled with stories. I'm a story, a story. And I really think that what the benefit of sharing stories with you and sharing experiences with you is that I know that you can take that one piece and go, okay, how do I take that information and implement it? We love stories. Right? We were around the campfire, right? When we first evolved, there was a storyteller. There might have been a medicine woman there, a medicine man there, a storyteller, shaman, depending on what part of the world you are from. And there's the wisdom. And I love stories, and that's really how I learn, and so I share. So your strategy that you had when you started your business stopped working. And why is that? And we're going to talk about that after our first break. Thanks so much for being here on Inspired Choices Network. And my name is Ranchelle, and the show is Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. Thank you.
Success isn't about working harder or following someone else's path. It's about aligning with who you are and the life you're meant to create. What if you stopped chasing success and started living it? What if you could transform your approach to life and business by stepping into your unique vision and potential? Join intuitive business strategist Ranchelle Van Bryce on Ignite Your Success as she shares powerful tools and insights to help you design a life and business that feel authentically aligned. Catch the show on Wednesdays on Inspired Choices Network at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific. How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Welcome back to Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to rvb@igniteyoursuccess.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Ranchelle Van Bryce. We're here on Inspired Choices Network, and you joined Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. And before the break, we talked a little bit about just the description of the show and how I'm still really excited and to be part of it, and always a little bit in awe, and not because I created the description, but because I really think that each one of us has our own definition of success. And a lot of business owners are stressed out. And it's sad because we decided to get into business for various reasons. The common denominator is freedom. And when you define whatever freedom is for you, but this, that a lot of times what people say freedom to that for them is the ability to do what they want when they want and what they want. And with that, though, is an actual financial freedom that's part of it. And I was sharing some of the stats, which is, I think it's, you know, a very, very majority of coaches in the world of coaching and consulting make an average $25,000, which is not enough if you are a single person or, you know, a single parent raising a family. Is not enough revenue to create that freedom. And therefore, what comes from that is, of course, is financial stress, which I've had, you know, at different times in my life, financial stress, and I don't think there's really anything worse than financial stress, and because it's such a feeling of helplessness and hopelessness, because we're doing everything that we think we're doing everything that we think that we're supposed to do. We're doing everything, I'm going to say right. I'm air quoting that kind of thing. And so what happens then, you know, with regards to that, when you feel like you're doing everything right, and you are maybe hired a coach or consultant, or you're on YouTube and you're looking up all the free things. And these are things that I've done myself. And because you are really, really searching for an answer. And so as you're looking for these answers and you're like, oh, that sounds really good. I mean, that person obviously is successful because they're on YouTube, or that person is, obviously successful because they're emailing me. And so then you follow their strategy. Now you might just do their free things that they give you, or you buy into and you hire them or learn from them. And it doesn't work. And there's nothing more frustrating and scary than investing in your self and your business and having it not work. And so often when people find me, it's because they've tried every single strategy. And I'm often the last ditch effort. This is it, Ranchelle. If I can't figure it out with you, I'm done. And what happens is, and the transition that happens when people work with me, the transformation is because I understand one key thing. And what that is that the way that I build my business is going to be different than the way that you build your business. But there are some specific frameworks that we can follow. And so, my very first business was a Curves franchise, and I bought the franchise. My father had made a recommendation a couple of years before that, because I was looking at buying a gym in North Balfour, Saskatchewan, and the gym was being sold. And when we looked at the books, right? We looked at the P&L statement and the balance sheet. The company wasn't making any money, nor was the business owner getting paid. So it was like there was no salary, no wage, right? And no. So really, like there was no revenue, and expenses were more. So my dad said, why would you buy a business that's broken? If you're really interested in the fitness world, go find a franchise. And about 7 months later, I happened to see a franchise that was available, which was Curves. And one of the benefits of buying the Curves is, like any other franchise, there are systems in place. And what you buy is a system. What most people don't realize about franchises is that they have to prove themselves legally, that they can survive and sustain in the industry that they're talking about in different areas. So there's a lot of data, a lot of evidence of that. And so one of the differences now, when I look back though on my life with the Curves franchise, was that I followed the framework. So unlike McDonald's, for example, when you if other than in Europe, the way that they cook French fries is the same all over the world. In Europe, I think they use a beef tallow, right, or peanut oil. They don't use canola oil, so they taste different in Europe. But other than that, it is like the same thing. It is a system. And so what happens is people think, oh, get a system and it works everywhere. And so really what this is though is the framework. When you have a service, right, systems are great with products. They're better with products. Sometimes, depending on the marketing of the product, you might need a framework versus a system. So a framework allows you to see the framing of what they do to create a sustainable ecosystem for yourself. But you can bring in your personality. You can develop your own brand or branding within that. Now, at the Curves franchise, we had a brand. It was Curves. Right? It looked a certain way halfway through my career. They made some changes. It actually really affected the way that they were doing marketing at that time, really affected our business, my businesses, like severely affected, because the way that they were creating a marketing plan, a marketing strategy shifted halfway through. So what I want to share with you about business is that is the ecosystem, or the principles of business, really are the same all over the world. And so it's marketing, it's sales, and it's operations. Those are the three ecosystems. I used to call them pillars, but lately I've been guided to talk a little bit differently and talk about ecosystems versus funnels, and portals versus pillars, because there's some fluidity, some expansion energy within that. And so, as you evolve as a person, as your brand evolves, You might actually have different parts of those three portals that evolve as well. It's marketing, sales, and operations because you're shifting. But the biggest challenge that I see, with, in particular with women in business, is that they don't want to feel too salesy. And because they don't want to feel too salesy, what happens is they hesitate to create a strategic, very intuitive, strategic marketing plan for themselves. So they take an easier route and buy someone else's system that doesn't work for them. This is why a framework is way more important, number one. Number two, they don't have a sustainable way to create a conversation with someone who's interested in buying their product or service, aka sales, a structure, a framework of sales that they're comfortable with. And so then they rely on someone just jumping in the proverbial cart. And I have one, a really cool story to share with you about that. My very first job outside the hospitality industry was working for a company called Winterco, and it was in Saskatchewan. I lived in Regina at the time, and the owner of Winterco was teaching me sales. And I was selling outfits, so winter outfits, to a family who was going to go skiing. Had them all like done up, right? Ski pants, like the whole thing, ski pants, ski jacket, scarf, mitts, like toque, everything. And I thought it was a done deal. It was a big deal. It's a big sale. Owner's there. I'm thinking, oh, this will be great. I'm totally gonna impress him. Right. And so, and they were like, oh, you were so good. Thanks for spending the last 2.5 hours with me and my, our four kids. Probably wasn't four, it's probably two, and thank you so much. We're gonna take some time and look around. And I was like, what the ever? No, no, this isn't, what, no, you don't need to look around. I mean, what? And they left, and I remember Don said to me, "So, like, what happened?" I'm like, "I have no idea. Like, I know that they liked me. Like, they love the product." And he said, "Can I tell you what happened?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "You didn't ask for the sale, Ranchel." And I was flabbergasted. I'm like, "But they love the product. They love the concept of the company. Like, I like they were like totally like this is the best thing that's ever happened. The best thing, since sliced bread." And he goes, "Yes, but you always need to ask for the sale. You can never assume that you're going to get the sale." I never forgot it. It was one of the most important lessons. Now, thank goodness they came back, right? They came back, I think, within a couple of days, and but I never forgot that. And so asking for the sale is not salesy, right? And you may feel salesy, and there might be some mindset stuff behind that. There might be some limiting beliefs, which is mindset, but just another way of saying that, limiting beliefs behind that. You might have fear around that. Maybe at one point in time you bought something that you felt you were sold to. And so regardless of like those pieces, really what I want to share with you is as we evolve personally, our business will be evolved. So we've never like done anything. It's not wrong. It's this evolution. And if you're stuck, what you're lacking is actually you're not lacking clarity. You're lacking a specific direction that you want to take your life and business in, because there's so many different ways that you can go. And absolutely. So when we have endless amounts of opportunities or potentials and we see that all at once, it creates confusion. It's because you're not sure of the end result. And what I'm going to challenge you to, and I won't actually, I won't have a challenge today. I will invite you to connect with me, to go to Facebook. And I'm easy to find at Ranchelle, Ranchelle. And that's my personal page. It's actually it's a professional dashboardy kind of thing. And I'm inviting you to connect with me, message me, and let's just have a real conversation through Messenger, or I can phone you, and we can talk about like what is this one thing that you feel like you have confusion around. And what we're going to look at, and this is free, what we're going to look at is what's the one thing that you want? Because when you decide what that one thing is that you want, there's no more confusion. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ignite Your Success with Ranchelle. Ranchelle returns Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, be big, be bold, be brilliant, be you.